Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Catholic leaders have opened a summit in Rome today to address the clergy sex abuse scandal. It's the first time a pope has ever convened bishops to discuss it. It comes in the midst of continuing revelations of child sex abuse by American clergy and new reports of secret rules for Catholic priests that father children. Father Brian Clary of St. Anne and St. Brendan Parishes in Dorchester joins us now to talk about the summit and the challenge the church faces to address the clergy sex abuse crisis. Good morning, Father Clary, and thanks again for speaking to Morning Edition. Good to talk to you this morning.
Oh, good morning, Bob. Thank you for allowing me to be on with you.
So let me ask you this to start. How much change, if any, do you think we can expect to see come from this conference?
Well, if people are expecting immediate results after a four-day conference representing 1.2 billion people on the planet with 180 members, they might be disappointed. I hope that this will be a revelation for those bishops and clergy leaders in the world that are not on the same page as other bishops in the world on clergy sex abuse. So that's one reform I hope will happen. Also, the proposals by the U.S. bishops that were supposed to be debated back in November about disciplining bishops who were accountable and responsible for the transfer of abusive clergy, hopefully that will see some action at this point, too.
We know that very recently, former high-ranking Cardinal Theodore McCarrick was defrocked after being found guilty of child sex abuse. Do you take this as a sign that the church is now ready to punish abusers more harshly than it has in the past?
Well, certainly. Well, going back, that the Archdiocese of Boston has had a history of laicizing and defrocking priests since the clergy sex abuse scandal began in 2002. But Theodore McCarrick, no longer can refer to him as Archbishop because he's been defrocked, that's the highest ranking cardinal in church history to be defrocked. And that is a total watershed moment. People feel that this is just a quote, bone that the church is throwing out. But I think Francis is truly serious. He has defrocked bishops in the past year down in South America. And his remarks this morning to the bishops is that we have spoken enough. Now we all have to put things into action.
But you know that many people are skeptical. Many have asked if Pope Francis has done enough to address the continuing abuse of children by priests. Do you have faith in his leadership on this issue?
Almost certainly. I would. He has an amazing vocation of being shepherd to the 1.2 billion Catholics and then bishops from all walks of life and nations with so many priorities. Clergy sex abuse is one of them, but a bishop from, say, Nigeria, where Boko Haram is detonating bombs, killing Christians, they may think that that's the priority. So with that, Pope Francis's leadership on this, I have full confidence in, and also our local shepherd, Cardinal Sean O'Malley, has been at the forefront of combating clergy sexual abuse throughout his ministry. That gives me great confidence, too.
You said at the start of our conversation, if I've interpreted you correctly, that you believe this summit is primarily designed to make sure that the church hierarchy, bishops, are all on the same page as to how to deal with the clergy sex abuse crisis, and that lay folks shouldn't necessarily expect a lot of reforms to come out of this meeting. But what do you say to concerned Catholics who are growing tired over what they see as an inadequate response to these issues by the Vatican?
I'd say, and I've said many times over these past many months since the summer of shame, I don't blame you. I've been frustrated as well. Priests are as frustrated about this as parishioners. First of all, it is it's the victims and their families that ought to be still upset. I'm cautiously and hopefully optimistic about these next 4 days.
Father Brian Clary of St. Anne and St. Brendan Parishes in Dorchester, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
You're welcome, Bob, and God bless you.